Zaran.
Hi, Adam. My name is Ed. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I am interested in anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Hello?
Okay. What are your questions? Can you do it in 5 minutes or less?
Yes. Yes, sir. Definitely. Okay. Does anyone in your house, I'm going to start right now. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
no.
Or internet, or tele? No, thank you.
No.
That's it. Just shoot it out there and we'll go real fast. Are you 18 years of age and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election?
I'm
going to
vote for sure.
Thank you. There you go. That's the way to do it. And how old are you, sir?
I'm 44.
Thank you. Now, what's your race? What do you
my race?
Yes. Just to be sure that
I guess
everybody.
I guess you call me white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, please just let me know, and we move on.
0 is very cold, 100 is very warm.
And 50 is, neither
50
cold
is
or
Luke. 50 is, got it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Education, how do you feel about them?
The Department of Education?
The U.S. Department of yes.
U.S. Department of Education, 65.
Thank you. How about Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty, never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. Never heard of it. One or two. Thank you. How about woke culture or wokeism?
Woke culture,
yes.
Or wokeism?
Yes, yes, sir.
I don't think it's a real thing.
Okay. So you know. So what
I recall. I mean, I've heard of it, but I think it's a made up thing.
So no opinion.
I guess no opinion. Sure. Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Fine. Yep.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Public school teachers.
Public school teachers, 75.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you.
Can you do negative? Can you do negative?
No.
65.
Joe Biden?
65.
Thank you, sir. let's see. 65. How about, 0 and 65 on Joe Biden. Thank you. How about public schools?
75.
Thank you. How about charter schools?
70.
Thank you. How about the National Education Association or NEA?
National Vocation Association? I don't think I've ever heard
National
of it.
Education Association, the National
Education. Oh, National Education Association? I don't know that I've ever heard of it.
Okay.
Is that a teachers union? I don't know. I thought to look it up.
Okay. That's okay, I guess. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just there, or poor?
What was good? What was before? Was after good?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably just fair.
Thank you. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, charter schools much better.
Public schools better or charter schools better is the question, right?
I think it's equal. Okay.
Can I answer that?
Yes, sir. No difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do are preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means Public schools prepare them somewhat. In general, municipal schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. This is the first topic. Develop social skills.
Develop social skills. 7.
Thank you. How about develop critical thinking skills?
7.
Thank you. How about graph?
We're talking only public schools, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Only, yes.
Okay.
That's the whole question. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
7.
Thank you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
How to not be gay? Is that what you said?
Navigate, you know, how to get along, navigate, and increasingly...
Oh, diverse. Navigate.
Yes.
Navigate,
yes.
Okay.
Navigate,
all right, I did
yes.
not understand. Okay.
Okay.
How to navigate, 7.
Thank you. How about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Yeah, 4.
Thank you. How about be ready for higher education like college?
8.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Would you say that your home state, spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
The right amount.
About right, thank you. How have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. How about, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school?
I've heard a lot.
Thank you.
Yep.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Parents should not be able to dictate?
Well,
that's a squishy. Okay.
Well, they're saying that the teachers, they're professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents or the parents, they should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that statement?
I agree.
As strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
As strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Thank you.
Somewhat, yeah.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Okay, sorry, I had to switch over to my headset. So say that again.
Okay.
Students should not learn about slavery.
Okay. Yeah, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose?
Okay, you gotta give that to me one more time.
Okay, no problem. Protecting educators' rights to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose?
So support the teacher's right to teach it?
Yeah, well, they said do you support protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. If I understand the question correctly. Okay.
Yes, you
kind
did.
Kind of a confusing question.
You understood it perfectly. Now, increasing discipline in schools, do you support or oppose?
God damn it. Hello?
Sorry? Yeah,
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hold on, I lost you.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Doggone phone. There's my doggone. Okay, do I have you back?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry about that.
No problem. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, the next one is increasing discipline in schools. Do you support or oppose?
Increasing discipline? Yeah, I guess I can support increasing discipline.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support?
No, I don't. No, I do not support that. No.
Do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public schools curriculum. Do you support or oppose?
I would say I support, but kindergarten seems a little young.
Yeah, I know, but they're going all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade, so I guess a teacher from kindergarten is going to be a little, it's not
okay,
going to be the
so
same as
I...
someone in high school, you know?
Then I guess I support somewhat. How about that?
Thank you. That's fine. Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools. Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please.
You're a liar about 5 minutes.
let me tell you where we are. We are at 80%, 81%. We only have a couple more questions.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers, this is the first one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world that we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt
to
Nine, thank you. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. That's it. That's the way you do it. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Your attention.
Nine.
Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. The students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. 0 to 10.
Eight.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly? Or
strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach to children. Individual parents or the parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, we're going to switch gears. This is the last few questions, and they are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed?
I have an undergrad degree.
High school graduate, from college graduate?
College graduate.
BA?
BS, actually, but yeah, same thing.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, or home school?
One of them's at a charter school and the other one's at a private school.
Okay. One in private.
Well, one of them's at public school age, so they're really the only option is a private school.
So one is in charter school and one is in private school, correct?
Correct. One is school age, 5 or older. The other one is under.
Okay.
So
thank you.
So, but they're yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that answers the question fully.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would consider myself somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical, I already know the answer because you already said it, evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Okay. is an educator, like such as like a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Beautiful. We're done. 5 minutes, right?
Okay. Five minutes. I'm going to look at 5:15. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good night. Take care. Bye.
You too, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.